Moncrief on News Talk.
During Callum Turner and Dua Lipa's marathon wedding celebrations, he wore a polo shirt. Andy Burnham wears them a lot, and I'm wearing one right now. Is the polo shirt back, or did it ever go away? Stylist Caroline Downey is here to tell us. Afternoon, Caroline.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Does it have to be like if a celebrity wears one, then suddenly everyone's excited about it, even though millions of other people have been wearing them all along?
It is probably a little bit like that, all right. But no, the polo shirt never really disappeared. It never really went away. But definitely when you see a celebrity wearing them and like that, we see the sports stars, we see the pundits, we see Thomas Tuchel, we see David Beckham, we've seen Sean Moncrief wearing it. So, of course, everybody wants to be seen wearing the polo shirt.
Yeah.
But it never really, really went away, in fairness.
But is it the case, though, that like it never really went away, but the fashion industry might suddenly go, polo shirts?
Absolutely. So they're going to start bringing out a lot more and in different colours. And there's one thing as well, you know, we talk about the polo shirt. The polo shirt, I suppose, originated in the 1800s. It became very popular then when René Lacoste popularised it in the 1920s, when he actually designed it himself as a more functional piece for playing tennis. So he redesigned it for himself, and then he manufactured it then in the 30s. Ralph Lauren brought it out in the 70s and the 80s. And then we saw more and more celebrities wearing them. And then we saw more and more rugby players wearing them and celebrities wearing them, as I said. And it became a statement piece. And one of the things that we talk about when we talk about rugby shirts or polo shirts is, do you pop the collar or leave the collar down? So, Sean, have you your collar popped or is your collar down?
No, horrendous. I thought that was just basically for people who lived in Black Rock. Specific to them.
Exactly. I was going to say, I think if they lived near us in Galway, Sean, they probably would have got beaten up if they had the collar popped.
Has that been an international thing, Caroline? Do people in other countries go around with the collar up?
It kind of more started in the UK when it was kind of the mod scene started with the collars up, and our own very own Brian O'Driscoll donned the popped up collar. And I don't know if you saw it, but in the 2000s, a lot of people, like the students, and again, going back and not calling out rugby players at all whatsoever, but they wore two polo shirts with collars popped up. One inside the other. Exactly. And the collars popped. But no, that was definitely a no-no. That became definitely outdated very, very quickly. And then we saw then in the 2010s, the polo shirt definitely came back. And even because of COVID, people were, you know, they were dressing in their tracksuit bottoms, they weren't wearing their shirts, they weren't going back into the office. And then when they did go back into the office, they didn't want to be going back into the shirts, but they needed to be seen to be wearing something that was still a little bit dressy, but that could, you know, that was casual as well. And that's where I think the polo shirt really has come back around again. I work with different businesses that, you know, have different uniforms, and part of their uniform is a shirt. And then for the summer months, it goes into a polo shirt because it's acceptable to wear a polo shirt with a pair of chinos or a pair of shorts or a pair of dressy shorts. So it's definitely kind of a relaxed, but yet it is dressy enough. And you can take the polo shirt from lunch to coffee to dinner, and it would be acceptable. And again, it goes down to seeing celebrities wearing them, of course.
Yeah.
But definitely with the collars popped down. But we will see the rare few with the collars popped up. But we won't say anything about that.
Yeah. One of our listeners, Caroline, says polo shirts need to have buttons, or at least should have had buttons at some stage. But polo shirts with no buttons or buttonholes are an abomination. Would you agree with
that? Yeah, no. A polo shirt has to have at least 2 to 3 buttons. Some polo shirts may have up to 4 or 5, but a polo shirt, it's a collar, it's the 2 to 3 buttons. It should be worn, you know, nicely fitted, not too tight, the proper fabric, not a clingy fabric. It sits on your bicep as opposed to being too high up or too low down. But we do have polo shirts that are full length, and that's where it came originally, was the original polo shirt was a full length sleeve. So you can buy long sleeved polo shirts as well. But what most people think of when they think of a polo shirt is the short sleeve version of the polo shirt. But yes, the listener is 100% right. It has to have buttons. But again, how many buttons is enough to have opened or enough to have closed. And you will see the more, I suppose, edgier looking guys that want to have all the buttons closed. Wouldn't be a fan of that myself, but it is a look. And then you have others then that have the one button open, or you might have a couple of three buttons open. And again, nobody wants to see a very hairy chest over a three open three button polo shirt.
Some people might want you to see their hairy chest, Caroline. Well, that's the point.
You never know. Each to their own, Sean. Who am I to say?
Apparently the Gardaí now wear polo shirts. So
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, the Gardaí do. There you go. Yeah, they do. And, you know, again, they've gone from that. It's about the fit, and it's about the breathability of the material as well. So, like, if you're a guard, if you're a fireman, if you're somebody that's out working every day, it goes back to that feeling comfortable. And I guess that's probably why the guards did move from the shirt to the polo shirt, because it's more comfortable, it's more breathable. So definitely, yeah.
Caroline, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was the stylist Caroline Downey there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.